let's talk about raises. And let's talk about measly 3%, 5%, 10% raises and how you do not have to settle for them. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the problem. I'm going to talk about the problem with raises, and I'm going to give you a solution so that you can reclaim your power in your ability to create more income for yourself and for your team. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack Podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. You don't have to settle for measly 3% raises. That's the shift. That's the TLDR. That's bringing the lead up front. You don't have to settle for them. If you want to hear more, keep listening. But for many of you, that's it. Just realizing that, wow, you mean I can say no to that? Yeah, you can. It's a form of asserting your boundaries. So let me back up and talk about the problem as I see it and the solution here. Because in order to actually come up with a good solution, a solution that actually works, we need to be able to define the problem. So what's the problem? I know that this is very timely for many of you right now as you're listening to this in February of 2022, because you may be in that performance review cycle at work where you're learning the results of your performance reviews, and you're also learning, perhaps to your dismay, what the pool of money is that's available for raises for you and raises for your team, if you have one. And so this may be timely, but it also may be evergreen for many of you, because you may have seen this. It's like that old chestnut. It's like, yep, this is what happens every year, every performance review cycle. Maybe your performance review cycle is not at the beginning of the year. Maybe it's the middle of the year or the end of the year, but whatever it is. And you know exactly what I'm talking about here. So what we often hear from clients, from a lot of clients, not every client, but certainly enough of them that it's absolutely useful to talk about, which is why we're talking about this right now. We often hear from clients that they get their performance reviews, and that the performance review is what it is. Right? You know, it might be, oh, there's areas for improvement, or it might be, yeah, you're 5 stars, 5 out of 5. You're doing awesome. 6 out of 5. You're doing great. I wish we had a 6-point scale. You're doing amazing. Or it might be, yeah, there's room for growth. There's room for improvement. You know, whatever it might be, the review is what it is. And then separate from that, and it's almost like Twilight Zone, wake me up here. Like, this doesn't seem to go. It's like, yeah, and what we're going to be able to do for you is we're going to be able to give you a 3% raise or a 5% raise or a 10% raise, something that feels very measly and not in alignment with the value that you're adding. And it's like this Twilight Zone moment. Like, okay, I need to flash my hand in front of my face. I need to like pinch myself a little bit. Did you actually just say that? Whether it's for the first time, or maybe it's like this again, even after you told me last time that next time, just stick it out. You know, we can give you a 3% raise this year, but you know, stick it out. There'll be more money next year. And lo and behold, there's not, or at least that's the story that your organization is telling themselves, that there's not enough money to give you or your team the raises that they actually deserve. And this is, it's annoying. It's bewildering. It's confusing. And it hits you like right where it hurts, because it's like, hey, I thought I was doing great here, but maybe I'm not. And this is regardless of what they actually say in the performance review. It might feel a little bit different. Like there's a certain feeling around 5 out of 5, you're doing amazing. You get a 3% raise. And you're like, what the F? There's some lack of alignment here, right? Like that doesn't make any sense. And then it's like, well, okay, well, maybe it's not really 5 out of 5. Are they just giving me 5 out of 5 because they're lazy? Are they giving me 5 out of 5 because that's not really what the truth is, right? And then there's this whole story that can happen. Or like you might hear, there's some areas for improvement. But we're going to give you a 3% raise because you deserve it, because I don't know, whatever it might be. The only situation that it wouldn't necessarily align with this would be like, for example, you're underperforming 2 stars, 1 star, and we're going to put you on a PIP. We're going to put you on a performance review plan. You're not getting any raise, and we need to rectify this. Strangely, as hard as it can be to hear that, it almost makes a little bit more sense from just a logical, okay, got it. I'm not performing. At least you believe that. You may not believe that yourself, but your boss may believe that. Other people at work may believe that. And then it's like, okay, I can see why this is the story that you're telling about my performance, so therefore you're going to put me on a PIP. Okay, right? That's a whole separate thing, and I'm going to stick a pin in that, and we'll do a podcast on that kind of a situation, because the pin that I'm sticking there is that's the story that they're telling. It may not actually be the truth that you're underperforming. But we'll go into that in another episode. I just wanted to address it to make sure that I'm letting you know that I see you, I hear you, the whole of you, and that this is the situations that we're talking about here are very specific, and I know that many of you are experiencing it. And in other episodes, we'll talk about other experiences around performance reviews and stuff like that. So making a note of that right now. So let's go back to this situation where, okay, there's this performance review, and maybe it's in line with what you want, maybe it's in line with what you expected, maybe what it's not, but it's mostly okay or even glowing, and yet what you're getting offered for yourself and your team, if you have a team, is something very measly. And this is infuriating. It's infuriating because it doesn't align. It shows, unfortunately, the lack of alignment, the lack of connection to what money really means that so many organizations have. Here's what I mean by that. What is money? Money is a physical or digital manifestation, embodiment of... Maybe embodiment isn't quite correct because it's not like money has a body, but it's at least a manifestation. Money is the physical or digital manifestation of value, of worth. Like at its core, value and worth is an energy. It's ineffable in some ways, but yet we know it's there because we know we have value. Others have value. This pen has a value. This laptop has a value. This home that I'm living in has a value with its gorgeous bi-coastal views of the Maui coastline has a value. We know that value is there. It's an energy. We can't see it, touch it, hear it, taste it, smell it. but we can feel it for sure. And so money is a physical digital representation of that energy, of that value. And so the way that it should work, should meaning in the most aligned way that is in the purest sense of alignment with that definition of money, when we're talking about raises, when we're talking about what you're getting paid and the money that you have available to pay your team, is that it's a reflection of the value that they think you're adding. It's a reflection of the value that they think you're adding. That's the purest sense. And yes, even in the purest sense, it's still a perception of what they think you're adding. It's not the value that you believe you're adding, because some of that might get lost in translation. Even if you're the best negotiator, the best at inspiring, the best at influencing, the best at evangelizing your excellence, there's still going to be some that's lost in translation. And that's just human nature. But the better you are at all of those things, the less of a mismatch there's going to be. So that's why it feels so bewildering and just angering to be like, okay, I'm 5 out of 5, but you're only giving me a 3% raise. Yeah, sorry, we don't have the money. That is Twilight Zone. There's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What realm am I in right now? I'm in a realm where you're not believing, you're not aligning, you're not taking actions, you're not making decisions with what that are in alignment with what money really is. So it's infuriating. And unfortunately, getting back to reality and out of the Twilight Zone now, unfortunately, that's the case. It's unfortunately so many organizations, and I don't want to, you know, personalize organizations. An organization is made up of people. So many people within organizations have disempowering, scarcity-based money beliefs. So it's 100% logical for them to say 5 out of 5, but we don't have any money, here's your 5% raise. But yet to you as the receiver of, yes, it is still a gift, but it's a gift that doesn't feel in alignment with the truth of what money is. What I'm telling you is you have a right to be pissed off about that. If anybody has not told you that, I want to be here to tell you, you have a right to be pissed off. If you're getting 4 out of 5, 5 out of 5, you're doing great, you're doing amazing, here's your 5% raise, or something similar that doesn't feel in alignment, you have a right to be pissed off about that, because you're not being recognized. And number one, right, it is personal, right? There's no doubt about that. And also, whoever's making those decisions, I'm just gonna say it, shouldn't be making those decisions, because they don't get what money really is. They don't get what money really is. That's what it is. So what's the solution? That's the problem. Right? You're bewildered, you're frustrated, you're mad as hell that you keep getting unrecognized, and you have a right to feel all of those things. And you are also mad that you now have to go tell your team, mad, upset, scared, worried, whatever cocktail of emotions are coming up for you, that you now have to go tell your team members, who are also kicking ass and taking names, by the way, that all I can give you is a 5% raise. And then you're gonna have to deal with it. In other words, you're gonna have to manage that situation, which is undoubtedly going to cause this, like, so all of this, whether it's like bewilderment or anger or fear or doubt or F you, I'm gonna flip tables or whatever it is, it's gonna start, it's going to affect the climate of your team, the emotional climate of your team. And some people very well may leave. Your highest performers very well may leave. And that sucks. because that person was your highest performer. That person was the leader on your team. That person was the glue that held everybody together. And now they're leaving because so-and-so up in the decision-making department doesn't know what money really means and how it really works. So it's infuriating. What's the solution? So like everything in life, we want to focus on what we can control. So in this situation, what can we control? Can we control that so-and-so who made this terrible decision, can we control that? No, but we can influence it, and I'm going to get back to that. But we can't control other people. We can't make them make more money be available and then give it to you and give it to the team. No, that's just not. And if you try to do that, it's not going to go over well. It's why so many people fear negotiating, because they fear coming off like that. Like, you better give me the money right now or I'm going to flip tables. Like, no, of course, you're not going to do that. You don't want to do that. So we can't control other people. We can't control the amount of money that is physically available to the organization right then. And we can also help get resourceful to attract more money or make them realize that they actually have more money than they realize, right? But we can't control the actual amount of money that's available. But that's, money is always a snapshot. That's the other thing I want to remind all of you, and you've all experienced this in doing your own personal finances. When you do your personal finances, that's just a snapshot in time, and it's always changing, just like nature. It's, money is an energy. It's always flowing. Sometimes the tap is on, sometimes the tap is up, off. Sometimes it's on in a trickle, sometimes it's on in a gushing, roaring rapids way. Money is an energy, and that's the way that it flows. And we absolutely have an influence over the way that that money flows. That's a whole other topic as well. But I just want you all to realize that. Also, though, it's like the money in the bank account right now is the money in the bank account right now, and I can't control that. What can I control? I want you to, if you're in this situation right now, or if you're in any kind of career-related, life-related pickle, situation that needs dealing with, I want you to ask yourself, what can I control? What do I have control over? The answer will always be me. I have control over what I decide. I have control over what I choose. I have control over how I show up. I have control over what I say, over what I do. There's really two ways to deal with any problem in life. You either change the way that you think about the situation or you change the situation. That's really it. So applied here, you can change the way that you think about the situation or you can change the situation. So number one, and this is what a lot of you have been doing, and it's led to settling. All right, well, they really don't have enough money, and I get it. I've been there before. Some of you may have even been in situations where you had, where you've been in charge of budgets. So you're very, very close to this, and you understand it. So you just change the way that you think about it. And you're like, you know what? I get it. I get that at some level, there's this lack of alignment between 5 out of 5 stars and 5% raise. But you know what? I do get it. I get the reality of it, and I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to accept it for my team, and that's how I'm going to explain it to my team, and that's how I'm going to prevent mass exodus and mass anger tantrums from my team. Now, that isn't, you always have a choice, and that is a, you have a choice to do that. If it keeps happening in your life, if this is a pattern that has happened over and over and over again in your career, it's time to really take a look and say, am I settling? Because we don't want you to settle. I know you don't want to settle. You want what's extraordinary. You deserve what you want. You deserve extraordinary. which includes extraordinary levels of recognition for the insane amount of value that you're adding. So you can change the way that you think about the situation. Oh, money isn't that important anyway. What? And then you might even go into like shifting your beliefs around money. Why do we even need money? I'm just gonna kind of ignore the money piece of it because money is not important to me anyway. And if you're thinking those things, all I want you to do is check in. Does it actually feel good at the level of your soul to say these things? Is that actually the truth? Would your highest level of being, would your inner superhero say these things? So if you're going to change the way that you think about the situation, take that thought, oh, money's not important. And then just say, would my superhero think that? And that's for you to discern. That's for you to discern. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to make wrong about any thoughts. But just make sure that your thoughts are aligned with what you actually want. So what I will point out is that if you want more money and you deserve more money, if you want more money and yet you also have the belief that money isn't important, guess what? You're fighting yourself. It's not going to work. So we can change the way that you think about the situation. But for many of you, you've already been doing that and you recognize that that's not working. It's not working. So then you can change the situation. And there's always more than one way that you can change the situation, that you can take action so that the situation definitely, positively, at least has a high chance of changing, or at least has a high chance of giving you more data so that you can then decide from there. So here's what I mean. In this case, you can decide to negotiate. So you don't have to settle for a measly 5% raise, means you can choose to negotiate. You could say, no, I don't accept that. And you can negotiate for yourself and for your team as well. You can also, what else can you do? You can leave. You can decide that enough is enough. This place isn't a fit for me anymore. And this is yet one more piece of data that adds to that evidence that this place, this organization that I'm working for, and the people that are in it, you might love your team, but you may not align with leadership. That's a pickle. I get it. But if you don't align with leadership, that's not serving your team to stay. Or it's not serving your team to not do something about it, to not call out leadership, to negotiate, to let them know, I don't agree with this. Can we please change this? Right? It's like, let's give it a shot, right? Let me lean into the opportunity to voice my concerns, to voice that I'm seeing this lack of alignment, because it's possible they're not seeing the lack of alignment and somebody needs to call them out on it. And guess who that person might be? It's you. It's what leaders do. But if you tried and tried and tried this and it continues to not work, and it's clear that it's not a fit for you to be working there anymore because you don't align with senior leadership and you don't align with the values, you may love your team, but if you continue to stay there, it's not serving your team to stay there because you're not being your best self and your team deserves the best you, not the one that's just putting up with all the shit that's going on. So you could choose to leave. You can choose to change the situation. You could choose to leave. That's a powerful statement. You're taking control of the situation. You're claiming your personal power. Negotiating is also doing that as well. Now, does negotiating definitely mean that you're going to get a raise? No, you don't have control over what is ultimately decided, but you can at least influence it to say that you gave it a shot. Here's the other thing. For a lot of you, you're like, well, which one do I do? Do I negotiate for a higher salary or do I leave? I'm actually not sure which one to do. And you're kind of feeling stuck there because maybe you want to leave, but maybe you want to stay. And if that's the case, then you need to decide that first. You need to decide, what is my hell yes job? And is this my hell yes job? It's the number one thing. Step one that we work with our clients on. What is my hell yes job? Let's take a step back and let me define what I actually deserve and what I actually want and what my deepest level of desire is from my superhero self for what I want and deserve and can create in this world, and what is the perfect organization with the perfect team with the perfect set of senior leadership to go along with it. Define that first, and then it's like compare. And then usually, fairly quickly, you're gonna realize, yes, this actually is a hell yes job, or no, it's not. And if it is a hell yes job, then you negotiate. And if they end up still saying no, then there's more data. And then you ask yourself again. After you get more data, you run the analysis again and you say, is this still my hell yes job? And then you go from there. If it's not your hell yes job, and you know it's not your hell yes job, the only question I have for you is, why are you still there? Why are you still there? And then here is where it gets into our zone of genius at the People Stack. It's why we exist. It's that often the answers to these questions of, is this my hell yes job? And why am I still there? And how do I negotiate? And how can I tell what it is that I really want? And how do I stand up to senior leadership about, you know, not just salary and money stuff, but other things as well? And am I really worth it? And how do I tap into my inner superhero? I know it exists, but show me how. All of these things, and these are questions that might be going through your mind right now. That's why we exist. This is our zone of brilliance. It's what we help our clients with. Answers to all of those questions and more are exactly why the wonderful, amazing tech leaders became members of the People Stack family. Because they knew that they couldn't do it alone. They knew that it takes support and expert guidance and the loving embrace of a community of other technical leaders who are just as devoted as they are to solving this. And so that's why we're here. So I want you to know that it's extremely common to feel like, okay, I kind of know what to do, but I'm not sure how, or I don't know how to make this big decision in my life or in my career, or I know intellectually what I'm supposed to do when I'm negotiating, but I can't bring myself to do it. And I also know that there's some things that need to get dialed in terms of my own communication as well. It's really common to feel those things. And how you do all of those things, make the decision about what's next in your career, decide what it is you really want in the first place, dial in, calibrate your level to negotiate and inspire and influence others. These are the things that leaders do. How you do that is custom tailored. How you do that is going to be very different than the tech leader sitting next to you, because we all have a unique set of beliefs and stories and trauma and upbringing and culture and personalities and decision-making styles and skill building or lack thereof. We all have this unique combination of all of these things. And so the best specific path for you is going to look very different than other tech leaders. So that's why we exist. That's why Rob and I form the People Stack, because we know that so many of you need that help, that guidance, That's why we're career and life coaches for technical leaders like you who are badass. You know you're badass. Maybe you're not always able to tap into it 100%, but at your core, you know you are, and you will not settle for anything less than extraordinary. And you will also not settle for the cheapest and fastest solution because you're sick and tired of putting Band-Aids on problems only to have to deal with them again. That's why we're here. So if you want help, if you want guidance on dealing with what's in front of you right now at work in your career, which may include getting measly raises once or over and over again, and you also want that guidance more broadly on thinking about visualizing your dream career, your dream life, and you also want guidance on how to make it happen, then that's what we're here for. And it's time for you to book a call with us if that's the case. thepeoplestack.com/book. That link is going to bring you to our calendar. Pick a time that works for you. Click through to book it. And then that calendar invite is going to show up for you. It's going to be a Zoom call. So it'll be an audio only Zoom call that will appear in your calendar. The Zoom link will be right in there, in addition to being in an email and text that you'll get from us. And then you're going to hop on the call and you're going to talk about what's not working in your career and in your life right now. You're going to talk about where you want to go. What is the dream that you want to create in your career and in your life right now? And just those two parts, the what's not working and where do you want to go, you're going to get amazing clarity as long as you show up coachable. As long as you show up with an empty cup. As long as you show up willing to see that there are different ways of approaching your career and the rest of your life that you haven't seen before, that's when the heavens open up and it's like, wow, now I see the way and here's the dream and I deserve more. So as long as you show up coachable, you're going to get that clarity. And then if we're 100% confident that we can help you, that we're the absolute best guides for you on this journey of transforming your life and transforming your career, then we may invite you to be one of the new clients that we take on this month. And if we do invite you, we will let you know what that would look like and all of the details around working together. And it's always a custom tailored plan. That's the one last thing that I will say there, because I know that you may have many questions about, well, what does it look like? How long? How much? All of those things. I get it. I know that those questions might come up, but let's not put the cart before the horse, because it's all custom tailored. And also, that clarity is really what's most important first. Let's deal with that first. What's not working and where do you want to go? And these calls are 100% free, by the way. The catch is you do need to be an excellent technical leader currently or have a strong desire to be one. And like I said earlier, you need to have that. You may not be 100% connected to it yet, but within you, there's this pull toward the extraordinary. There's this pull toward, I know I deserve my dream. And you're not willing to settle for a measly 3%, 5%, 10% raises or anything like that ever again. So if that's you, book that call, thepeoplestack.com/book/BOOK. You don't have to settle for measly raises. You don't have to settle for measly 5%, 10%, even if 15% feels low to you right now because you feel drastically underpaid. You deserve, what do our clients get, by the way, just so that you can level set this? Our clients get 20, 30, 50, 110% raises, just to pull a few data points out of the realm of our clients who have gotten raises. So 15% is even low. 20% may be low for some of you. We want you shooting for a 30% raise, a 50% raise, or more, because honestly, that's what you deserve. And you don't have to settle for it. You can claim your personal sovereignty. You can claim your personal power. And you can make a change in your life. You have the ability to do that. You simply need to be willing to do so. And for many of you, you have the willingness. You have the ability. You simply need a guide and you need a proven system to do it. And that's why we're here. But make no mistake about it, a world where 3% raises exist is not a world that you need to settle for. You can say no to that. Say no to that ickiness, say no to that ridiculousness. It's not a life you need to live. Cheers, aloha, my friends. Until next time, bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.